Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As Hurricane Isaias makes its way up the East Coast, it'll be encountering record warm water temperatures. Today, the ocean off of Tolchester Beach, Maryland is 84.2 degrees. The average for this time of year is 80. Off Woods Hole, Massachusetts, it's 75.6 degrees. The average 72. And off of Eastport, Maine, it's 52.7 degrees, warmer than the average temperature there, which is 51 this time of year. Joining us now is Glenn Gawerkiewicz, who's an oceanographer at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. He joins us by Skype. Glenn, welcome.
It's nice to be here.
Well, and how unusual are these water temperatures that we're seeing along the East Coast right now?
Well, we do have a marine heat wave right now. And I just checked this morning, and most of the Northeast has about a 3 to 4 degree Fahrenheit temperature anomaly. In recent years, we've been getting more of these marine heat waves. But I think that this year it's particularly worrisome because we may have a more active than usual hurricane season.
Mm-hmm. And why is it so warm this year?
We have not done the analysis yet to understand the exact causal factors. But the area south of New England and to some extent the Gulf of Maine is really being forced by two large-scale features. In the atmosphere, we have the jet stream, and that's been changing its behavior over the last 10 years or so. Weather patterns tend to be slowing down, for example, and that changes the exchange of heat between the ocean and the atmosphere. And then also we have the Gulf Stream offshore, and the Gulf Stream has been putting out a lot more eddies called warm core rings. And so the shelf in general has been a lot more affected by offshore forcing bringing warm water. It's a very interesting time now, and we're really working hard to try and figure out the causes from season to season and year to year.
But overall, there's no doubt that there's a trend going on, an overall warming in this region, right? And possibly and probably connected to climate change.
Absolutely. Now, that is definitely true. And this region off of New England is certainly one of the fastest warming regions in the world oceans. And it is because of our geographic location with the jet stream. Shifts in the jet stream position in the winter or a late retreat in the fall, for example, can really change those air-sea fluxes. And of course, you can have preconditioning as well, where anomalies from the season before tend to persist.
Now, we just saw the first fatal shark attack in the history of the state of Maine, at least in the recorded history of the state of Maine. We don't know if that's connected to the warmer waters, although it wouldn't be out of the question for it to be so. What do the warmer waters mean for ocean life, as far as you know?
There's an opening to the continental slope, the Northeast Channel, and these warm core rings I talked about earlier. When they come near that Northeast Channel, there's an inflow on the northern side of it, and warm core ring water can actually go into the Gulf of Maine. And then that tends to bring in species that are more commonly associated with the Gulf Stream there. We do not know what role, if any, the ring water in the Gulf of Maine right now played in that shark attack, but recent research has shown that great white sharks do use warm core rings for feeding. And so there is a possible connection.
And you mentioned that this could kind of supercharge the hurricane season. What are you looking at in terms of the weather effects of this warmer water this year?
One of the things that protects southern New England from the most intense storms is that there's a layer of cold water underneath the surface water. And when storms pass by, they can mix that colder water into the surface layer. And so the sea surface temperature can then cool off and weaken the storms. But what concerns me for this year is a graduate student, Lucas Lobert, has been looking at ocean observatory data at the edge of the continental shelf south of New England. And the ocean is both warmer and it's also much fresher this year. And that makes very large density differences between that surface layer and that cold layer underneath. And that can reduce the mixing of that cold water.
We've got a map at hereandnow.org of the latest sort of August 3rd difference in sea surface temperature from normal. And you certainly see a lot of dark red just off of New England, but you also see a lot of dark red further up towards Greenland. That's got to be pretty concerning too, just given the ice melt that we've already seen.
A vessel from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, the Neil Armstrong, recently returned from a cruise off of Greenland. So that is another process that we're studying. You're exactly right. Melt rates are a great concern up in the Labrador Sea.
That is Glenn Gawerkiewicz, who is an oceanographer at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Glenn, thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me.